What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday, guys. I am running on fumes. No joke. I posted about it on my Instagram story, too, because I feel like a lot of people these days I've been seeing like to joke around and be like, or not joke around, but like they think it's like impressive or cool to be like, only got 3 hours of sleep, pulled an all-nighter, blah, 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 blah. I don't enjoy doing that because it doesn't make me feel good or operate at my fullest. So here's my little dealio. I'll tell you why I caved. So I'm recording this on Sunday. Last night, Saturday night, was my friend's birthday. So I was going to pop out and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pop out. Like, he came out for my birthday and then I'll leave after like an hour. I'll go home. I'll be home by like midnight. I had to wake up at like 7 this morning to get to Brooklyn for a video shoot by 9 a.m. The only thing I can say is I ended up having a fabulous time last night and I didn't leave until everybody left at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, guys. Girls just want to have fun. Seriously, though, I've been really, really trying. And I'm like 8-ish. I don't even know how many weeks in. I've been making it a point to continue being social and like not disrupting my social life during this prep, even though I can't drink or I can't eat. And that birthday cake yesterday was staring me down. It was calling my name and I did not eat it. And y'all know I got a sweet tooth, but I went out even though I knew that I had to get up early. Cause I was like, you know, I don't really go out that often. It's like, you better socialize, like stop being a freaking herb. And you know what? Today I'm suffering for it. Today I'm feeling a little bit tired, but at the same time, I had a great time. So we're just going to catch up on the sleep tonight, get to bed at a decent hour. But if you're one of those people that's walking around bragging and like not taking care of yourself in a matter of like getting sleep, it's different if you have like an infant, you know, those things are uncontrollable. But if you're just like a type of person who doesn't take care of yourself that way, don't brag about it. It's not cool. It's embarrassing. Anyway, though, I've got some updates for you guys. I've got some updates on my week, on situations that I've been talking to you guys about. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who was kind enough to wish me a happy birthday. I did have a fantastic birthday. You know, my parents, my dad started taking tennis lessons, which at first I was like, dude, what? But then I was like, actually, good for you. Like, good for you. I don't know how to play tennis. Get outdoors. Move your body. Like, have a hobby. That's swag. me and my brother went out to, I got one free meal. So I had a burger with mushrooms and Swiss cheese and some sweet potato fries on the side. My stomach didn't feel like shit afterwards. It did hurt watching my brother eat his Oreo cheesecake milkshake, knowing that my coach was like, Liz, don't do it. Don't overdo it with the sugar. Don't be going crazy. So that part felt like a personal attack. But you know what? Just because I can't enjoy a cheesecake smoothie doesn't mean, or a milkshake, sorry, smoothie, ew. It doesn't mean that my brother should not be able to enjoy one. Good for you, dude. Good for you. But yeah, so that was really it. Nothing crazy, you know? You grow up and your birthday's on a Tuesday and what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Zena and I'm obsessed with this snack called Love Corn. You guys have probably seen it because it's starting to pop up in grocery stores now. But this kid at my gym, I think his sister or something like works for them. I don't know what the deal is, but he brought in just like a bunch of free little like packages and everybody tried them and was like, this is disgusting. It smells. It's gross. I tried it and was like, guys, this tastes like a Frito. It's literally just like roasted corn, like corn, like, you know, those like microwave, like corn on the cob. You know how it's like a nugget, not like a little kernel. It's like that little, like, I don't know what you call it. I guess it's a kernel, but it's like bigger. what the fuck do you call it? I don't know. It's like those, but they roast them. And then there's like a sea salt flavor. There's different flavors. It tastes like Fritos. And everyone's like, oh my God, this tastes so bad. And I'm like, okay, what do you think you're eating when you eat a Frito? It's like the same thing minus the like corn syrup and like nasty oils and gross stuff. So anyway, I, this winter, had myself many a bag, and it became like my little quirk, my little character flaw. So I get to the gym and Marissa has a bag and she's like, happy birthday, here's your gift. And she got me 3 bags of Love Corn. I was like, hell yeah, dude, this is all I need. You don't got to buy me anything fancy for my birthday, just some corn. Xena comes in. She gives me a bag. She's like, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. I open it. She got me a bag of corn. She got me a bag. So I'm living. And then I tagged them in my story because I said, you know what? I'm going to slide in. This is me shooting my shot. I'm going to slide into their DMs. And sure enough, they answered. True love is true love. You know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So they answered and sent me a PR package. And now I have so much corn that I can't even eat right now on this structured meal plan. But just know that I have it. And that's enough for me. By the way, guys, if you see it on sale at your grocery store, please try it and report back your feedback. Everybody is so like at my gym, they all have sticks up their ass about it. I think it tastes phenomenal. But yeah, that was the highlight of my birthday. Not gonna lie. Getting a fuck ton of corn. I also, you know what? I have to update you guys on my car situation. This week, and mind you, I'm gonna preface this by saying that I know that these are privileged problems to have, okay? But you know what? We're gonna talk about them anyway. Like, I know that there are worse things. I told you guys about my car last week, right? So Monday morning rolls around and the first thing that I do is call AAA. I wake up in the morning, I call AAA. I'm like, I need my car towed. They're like, you home? I'm like, yeah. They give me the address. The guy's like, all right, somebody should be there in between 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. So I'm like, oh, perfect. I got a client at like 2:30 at the gym and then I'll lift after. So I'm outside, got a little tan because it was some good weather on Monday. 12:30 rolls around and somebody calls me from AAA. So I figure that it's someone being like, oh, tow truck driver's close, like make sure you're home, blah, blah, blah. Some woman from AAA. And she's like, hi, just so you know, things are a little behind. Your driver's expected between 2:35 and 2:45. And I was like, ma'am, I'm not going to be home. I have work. Switch nasty gear immediately. She's like, well, it's your car, you want it towed? So I was like, well yeah. She's like, is somebody gonna be home? So I'm like, let me ask, hold on please. And then I kind of keep the phone like close to me, like she could probably hear me yelling. So I yell upstairs to my brother and I'm like, yo, you gonna be home? He starts to respond and then she starts talking over him. And she's like, somebody has to be home, blah, 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 blah. Like, he has to be able to answer the door. And I was like, okay, can you please let me ask him? So then I go to his room and I'm like, Brian, are you going to be able to open the door? And he's like, no, I have a meeting. And she's talking over him. Well, and I was like, okay. No, he said he can't answer the door. And she's like, this is why I told you to ask. I was like, ma'am, I was asking, but you kept interrupting me. So to make a long story short, she's really nasty with me on the phone. We finally, like, she was like, leave the car keys, like, in your center console. We can do, like, a pickup without somebody being there. I get to the gym. It's, like, 2:35. I get a text from AAA. Sorry, your driver's behind. New time, 3:30 to 4:40 or whatever it was. And I was like, okay, but now my brother can answer the door at this point. Like, and what's taking this guy so long? So I text my parents and my mom gets on the phone with AAA because now she's home from work. So she was like, let me take matters into my own hands. Argues with them, blah, 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 blah. She said there's some bullshit excuse or whatever. Long story short, they didn't end up coming to tow my truck until 6:30 p.m. So now I lost the whole day when the dealership's expecting my car. So I call them and I'm like, hey, my car's going to come after hours. Like, is that okay? And he's like, yeah. People get it dropped off all the time in the service lot after hours. They'll just leave the keys. So I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm going to write down a note so that way whoever comes in tomorrow, like, knows what's going on and they'll take care of your car. So I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. No problem. Tuesday morning comes. I get a call before, as I'm getting ready for work, from Jeep. Hey, it's so-and-so from Jeep in the service department. I have your car keys here, but there's no note. Like, what am I doing with your car? And I was like, okay, I spoke to two different people, but X, Y, and Z is wrong with it. Like, can you take a look? And he's like, yeah, I'm so confused. Like, why didn't, like, nobody left, like, a note or anything? I'm like, bro, I don't know. These are your coworkers. I don't know what to tell you. So he's like, all right, I'll call you by the end of the day. I'll tell you what's going on. So I'm like, all right. Day goes by. Tuesday's my birthday, you know, minding my own business, going about my shit. Calls me at like 6:30, right before he closes. And he's like, hey, so it's the fuel pump. It's not delivering gas to the engine. So the engine thing, even though there's fuel in your car, it's kind of getting clogged up. So the engine's acting like it's got no fuel. He's like, I'm going to order a new fuel pump though. It'll be overnighted and it'll be ready for you by end of the day tomorrow. So I'm like, all right, thank you so much. Whatever. Hang up the phone. Wednesday comes around. He calls me at the end of the day. Good news and bad news. Good news. Got the fuel pump. Bad news, it's actually not the fuel pump that's the problem. It's the fact that your car, the computer chip isn't speaking between the fuel pump and the engine or some shit like that. Honestly, at this point, I'm paraphrasing because I don't speak car. He's like, so we got to get a new computer chip. The good news, though, is that we're overnighting it and it'll be ready by tomorrow. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Now it's Thursday. It's getting to be late. It's like 5:00. I don't hear from him. So I call. Okay, buddy. What's going on? He's like, oh, you know what? We were just talking about you. We didn't get the part yet, even though it was overnighted. But you know what? We're here for a little bit longer today. So I'm going to figure it out and then I'll call you back. Okay. Calls me back like an hour later. So remember how I said that we overnighted it? Yeah. Turns out that the warehouse that we overnighted it from didn't correctly update their inventory and they don't have it in stock. And we're not getting that part until May 9th. So I'm like, bro, I know this isn't your, I said, I know this isn't your fault, but I'm freaking frustrated. So they gave me a rental car and honestly, it's a 2023 Grand Cherokee and I kind of like the way that it drives, but I don't know, man, I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed. And I know that it's first world problems, but I miss my vehicle. I just want to drive it. I've been driving like, you're so thrown off when it's like you're not in your space. You know, like my car's got little things. Like I left my pack of gum in there, like my backup hair clip, you know, just the little tiny thing. So prayers that it all goes well this week. I don't, again, there's worse problems, but get your shits together, people. It's annoying. You know when like you have your shit together, but then other people don't have their shit together and it's negatively affecting your life. And you're like, why do I have my shit together if nobody else does? That's how I felt. And I went to the dealership to get the rental car. And the guy's like, oh, I need your insurance card for like liability reasons. So I'm like, okay, well, my insurance card's in my car and you have my car. So go get it. And he comes back and he's like, your insurance card's expired. You don't have a current one. You need to get a current one. And I'm like, what? There's no way. Like, I definitely have the current one. So I'm like, let me go in. It's right there, bro. It's right there. That's all I have to say is that he read it wrong. And I was like, dude, let me just get this freaking vehicle so I can get out of my dad's car, get about my day. I have things to do, people to attend to. And that's that. So prayers for my Wrangler. Hope she's good. Miss her. And I miss my dogs. All right. I could honestly, guys, I could go on forever and just keep updating you about everything, but we do have a great interview, so I'd rather you guys get to that than me just yapping. But I have one more story. One more story. And I have kept quiet about this for years now. Honestly, the amount of times that incidents have happened over the past like year and a half that I've wanted to talk about on here, but I haven't, out of being a good neighbor. And now it's time. So I've been gatekeeping this drama from you guys. I have the weirdest fucking neighbors. Like, weird. So I grew up in a house, as I'm sure you did as well. My parents got divorced. Me and my brother went to college. My mom moved to a townhouse. Townhouse is nice. You know, got enough space in my room. Nice little pool. Great stuff. It's a nice community. We happened to get placed or bought the house, I guess, next to the one, for lack of better term, ratchet family in this neighborhood. And I don't even know if ratchet's the best word. For the first like year and a half, we didn't hear from them at all. There was one of the sons. He was super, super nice. Like, I didn't really come home until COVID hit. And that was my first like extended stay here. And I was working out in the morning and he would come out. We would say, hey. There was times that I was being like pretty loud. So he would really politely just be like, hey, like my mom's sleeping on the couch. Do you mind like not slamming the weights? Cool stuff. Good guy. Ended up moving out, but his dad and his other brother are still there. The dad, raging alcoholic, doesn't have a driver's license because he repeatedly drives drunk, like repeatedly. I don't know anything else other than that, and that he's high all the time, and I know he's high all the time because the smell seeps into my room, which honestly, not the worst thing. Like I rather smell weed than go into the bathroom when my brother's done. Okay. I've said this many a time. But still, like I'd rather not smell weed when I'm not smoking in my house, but whatever. But that is what it is. You know, your house, you do what you want, your prerogative to smoke weed. Over the past few years, the police have come multiple times because they get into these verbal arguments in the middle of the night where like the older son's threatening to kill the dad. And I'm here all of this, all of it, because me and the older son share a wall, which is also why I haven't talked about this, because I'm nervous that even though I'm speaking at a normal level, he'll hear it and I will get my head cut off. Seriously, he keeps threatening to kill his dad. So that's why I've kept silent about this. So that's happened many, many a times. The one night I woke up last year at like 4 o'clock in the morning because the guy's car was getting repossessed. And then that prompted an argument in the morning when he woke up and realized his car was gone. How he didn't hear it getting repossessed when I sure as hell did, I don't know. But long story short, these people are fucking whack. The older son's like 30 something years old, still has his dad pay for everything for him. They like rent out the place next to us. Like, I guess somebody else owns it. Every time I see the dad, he's spewing some sort of bullshit that's just not true. Like, just go, like, I think he's just drunk all the time. So he's telling stories that are just not true at all. Like, I can't even, I don't know. I wish I talked about it in the moment so I'd remember. But long story short, they're moving ASAP. I go outside the other day to get groceries for my mom's car and he's out there and he's like, yo, by the way, we're moving. And I was like, oh shit, when? He's like, tomorrow. I was like, oh, excuse me? He's like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being around people. However, last week there was another incident where the son was threatening to kill his dad. So I don't know if they got evicted. I don't know if somebody else called the cops on them again, and that, like, I don't know what happened, but they have picked up and moved. I asked him where he's going. He said, I don't know. I was like, okay. Okay, that's good. He was like, you know, maybe I'll go somewhere. Maybe I'll go by the beach. I was like, okay. Well, the best of luck. So now I am finally sharing information on the people that I have lived next to, since I am no longer scared that they're going to come and kill me in the middle of the night. But they're in the moving out process, so it should be an interesting week, being that I can hear literally everything outside my bedroom window. Like, we share a driveway and my room's over the garage, and they just talk at max volume, so I hear everything. I am unintentionally eavesdropping, yet I'm not proactively trying to stop either. So stay tuned for more of that. And that is what is going the heck on in my week. Okay. Okay. Just some neighbors that try and kill each other. No big deal. All right. All right. Weekly highlights. Let's see. Well, so let's start with non-health and fitness related highlights. My non-health and fitness related highlights is honestly a bragging moment here. I did my first paid model shoot this weekend. Okay. And I'm feeling good about it. It was like a little fitness thing. I've been trying to get into this, but it's so hard, like applying for a job. It's so hard to get people to actually like take a look at you. And then once they take a look, it's like, hey, I can go on forever about why I'm a good fit because I'm confident in myself and my abilities. But people just like X, X, X. It's like swipe left, right? It's swipe left on Tinder, right? I don't know. I don't have Tinder. But I finally did get some stuff done. So I'm hoping that this opens up like the floodgate for more opportunities, because I had a fun ass time doing it. And well, yeah, I don't know where I was going with the rest of that sentence, but that's my health and fitness related highlight, or non-health and fitness related highlight, excuse me. My health and fitness related highlight is honestly back to that burger that I ate. Having the free meal on my birthday, sitting down with my brother as he did not really speak, and just eating that burger in peace replenished me. I am ready to take on this week. And I just want to put it out there too. Like, I'm only doing this because I'm competing. I'm on a strict diet, you know? On a regular basis, I would be out and about on my birthday. I'd have dessert, all that stuff. And you know I will make up for it when this is all done. If you are not competing, which the odds are that you're not, treat yourself, dude. If you have the craving, go for it, because then once you have it, it's like, all right, now I'm good. I'm good. I don't need a burger again this week. I had one last week. Enjoy life. Enjoy food. It's yeah, of course, to an extent, you know, 80-20 rule, but make sure that you get that 20 in. All right, everyone, I'm here with a very special guest today. I am joined by Sarah Durobond. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing pretty good. How's your day going?
It's been crazy. It's Friday. So at least it's the end of the day.
The weekend is coming.
I know. I can't wait. I wanted to have you on, though, because I've been following you for a while. And I think one of the things that, one of the reasons why I started following you is because you're content has always been so freaking cool. And I feel like you started so young at the time, like online and stuff. So it's been really cool to see you grow into like an adult and all like the adventures that you've been doing, especially as like a gymnast and all that.
Yeah, it's been really crazy. Like you said, I did start pretty young. I think social media was already a thing, but it was like 4 or 5 years ago and I was 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like started as soon as I was getting out of high school and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. So right then and there with like wanting to train, I was like, I need to reach people. So yeah. Yeah.
So did you go to college or no after high school?
No, technically I would be like, this would be like my last year of college, okay. I think, like graduating, but I decided not to go to college just because my whole life, like I've always been into fitness.
Right.
And then out of that, like in my last year of high school, I was homeschooled to do gymnastics more.
Oh, okay.
So in my last year of high school, I decided to not do the norm and I just got certified for fitness and nutrition coaching.
Amazing.
And yeah, after that, I was like, I learn way better from life experiences.
Thank
Like,
God.
textbooks are not quite my thing. So I felt like I've just learned better. And that's what I'm kind of doing now, like trying to meet people, talk with people, see how they're doing things, and learn more in the business world versus going to school. Cause you know, you got to do all those other credits and everything. I was like,
Yup.
and you have to pay so much money when I could be like making money
Doing
for you.
it.
So yeah, that was kind of just like my whole reasoning. I was like, do I want to spend a lot of money and have to do a lot of things I don't want to do? Or I could still learn a bunch, have the certifications I need, and be making money in the process while I figure it out.
Yeah. I like so the whole like premise, I guess, of my podcast and whatnot is obviously talk about health and fitness, but I like having different people on, especially in this age range, who just, I feel like everybody's so different and everybody takes different life paths. So I like to see how everyone's doing their own life, you know, to kind of serve as an example of like, you don't have to follow the path that I went on. You don't have to follow the path that you went on. But we're all okay, just in different routes.
Yeah, and that's what's important too. Like, literally, if we were all the same, that'd be so boring.
I know. Well, if we were all the same, then nothing great would ever be accomplished.
Yeah,
That's what I say.
nothing would happen. Like, I'm so thankful that there are people who like drive trucks because I could never do that. And some people love it. And I'm like, you do your thing. So that's so helpful.
Yeah, that's how I feel about like definitely surgeons for one. You can't pay me to cut somebody open, and
Yeah.
like I can't do that.
No, me either.
Nurses, doctors, I see vomit and like I'm vomiting. I can't do that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same with like needles and stuff. Not my thing.
Not your thing. So you said you got homeschooled for gymnastics your last year, kind of, so you could do more in that. What's like your gymnastics story, and did that get you into health and fitness and like grow from there into weightlifting or whatnot?
Yeah, so I actually I've been homeschooled my whole life.
Oh, okay.
And like my whole family was, I have two brothers, and we mostly were because my dad was in the military, so we'd move around a lot.
Yeah.
But with gymnastics, like I went all in because I could do the homeschool group, which was really helpful. But yeah, I started gymnastics when I was 3, and I just had so much energy. My mom put me in because she was like, you gotta do something with all that energy. And I was obsessed with it, like flipping everywhere, always just with. Always in the gym. And then further on, I started getting into the competitive world. So then that's when training gets really serious. And we were training like 30 hours a week. We would be there Monday through Friday. And then when we would have what's called double days, we would do training like 3.5 hours. We would literally have 2 hours to do school.
Oh my
And then
gosh.
we'd train another 3 hours after that. So we'd be in the gym, like, yeah, all the time.
Wow.
Eventually, I did have a stress fracture in my back just from overuse, and it was just a lot to handle. Like,
Yeah.
struggling with that, it was way too much to try to keep doing gymnastics and go to college with that. So I did decide to stop, and that's when I was like, okay, what am I going to do with all my energy? So
Right.
I ended up, yeah, I was like, I got to do something.
Yeah, you can't just sit still.
Yeah, I had already been kind of lifting in the gym a bit before, just like going to my dad and everything on Sundays just to do something. Cause like I said, I always wanted to move. So
Yeah.
after I quit, I got fully into that and was like, all right, I want to learn all about this like gym side of things. And it was so much fun getting to do my own thing because being in gymnastics, it's very repetitive and
Right.
like, these are very demanding, very, very like high pressure. So it felt so good to be like doing my own thing, having fun with it, figuring it out. And that's where like I transitioned into, wow, you can really enjoy a healthy lifestyle and feel good with it.
Yeah.
And I want to share that with others because
Yeah.
so many people just dread it or think that it's not going to be enjoyable and they struggle with it. And I'm like, no, like seriously, once you get into it and find your passion, like you'll feel so much better, have so much more energy, and you're way healthier. So all around, like it's important and I want to share the fun side of it.
I think I mean, you look like you're having fun on the internet for sure. And I know the internet's not what you see
Not
is not
at
always what
all.
you get. But I find that a lot, like I went to a Big Ten school. So I had a lot of friends who are athletes, but it was like D1 Big Ten athletics. So now college has been over or whatever. And I find like it's common. And I even had this kind of experience, like when I stopped playing high school sports and just started getting in the gym. Your perspective on like exercise and just overall fitness changes so much when you're the one in charge. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I asked this because I feel like it's common with gymnasts and whatnot. Besides like the stress factor or stress fracture on your lower back, do you at this age right now, what you're like 21, 22, do you have any other like knee pain, like long lasting like injuries or pains? You do crazy stuff in gymnastics, like very demanding
Yeah, I love
exercise.
to say gymnastics gives you so much body awareness. It's so good for you, but at the same time, it takes a toll on your body. Obviously, you're just like pounding your body down for
Yes.
30 hours. So, the fracture definitely has put some hold up on me and my abilities, but I'm working around them. So, like, I cannot lift that heavy, like back squats. I can put about like 25s on the bar.
Okay, yeah.
And after that, like I just can't. My back will be really bad. Or running for like fast for a
Yeah,
long
for
period
speed.
of time. There's just different things like that. And people online probably won't notice because like I'm flipping. But
Right.
one side of my back is really bad and the other side is fine. So usually I'll be like using my other side a little bit more.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely the back, and that's turned into like my rib and my hip. So all that and like kind of sciatica.
That stuff
So,
hurts. The sciatica hurts.
so it's a bit of that, and I have arthritis in my back now
Oh
too
my
from
gosh.
it. So it is like a bit, but at the same time, I just work my way around it, and I've
Okay.
tried not to let it really get to me because obviously it could be like, oh my gosh, these people are lifting so heavy and
That's
think
what I was
that.
gonna
Yeah,
ask. Yeah.
it's hard sometimes because I do Olympic lifting at my gym too.
Okay.
So sometimes if we do back squats, I'm over here with like my baby weights on the bar, but I'm
Oh.
like, you know, I can do so much stuff still. Like my functional training is where I thrive. So I just like, it's my specialty and I don't have to be like a professional power lifter.
Yeah.
So just kind of like understanding my boundaries.
Yeah. So what do you do in that situation? Just because I feel like there's so many other girls out there that, I mean, we all have some sort of insecurity. When we walk into a gym, there's something we're not great at or someone who's doing something better. So when you're at like with 25 pounds on the barbell while everybody else has like God knows what do you kind of tell yourself? Or like what's your thought process in the moment when you start to get a little like embarrassed, kind of that, like you're using a much lesser weight.
It is easier because I feel like a lot of people in my gym kind of know by now, so
Okay.
that is one thing. But at the same time, obviously it could get to me. And the biggest thing is kind of what I was saying earlier, just understanding what my strengths are and knowing like I don't have to be the best at everything. Like maybe I'm not the best at weightlifting, but I have so many other things I thrive in. So I don't need to like beat myself up because I can't do a squat that's heavy. Like I can do things on my hands and that's what I enjoy. So
Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
I'll take doing being able to do the flips that you do over like a 135 back squat. I think the flips are a lot cooler. So that doesn't hurt your back when you like flip. Okay.
Okay, so if I tumble, yes, it gets pretty bad, especially if I'm doing tumbling with, it's kind of hard to explain, but like two legs. I do a lot of things that are called step outs. So I'm leaning more to one side and
Like
not
you're not
arching.
jumping off of both legs. It's like, okay.
Yeah, because that would be pounding on my right side is what's bad. So I usually am like arching more on my left side. And if I tumble now, you can see that I like go crooked just
Oh,
because
okay.
that doesn't arch one way that
I've
well.
never noticed. I guess if you're really into it, know what you're looking for, you'd notice. But for me, I'm just like, holy shit, I cannot do that.
Paint.
Yeah. So does a stress fracture go away? Because I know if you have like a herniated disc or something, then you need to get surgery. But a stress fracture, like a fracture is kind of like a break almost. So does that go away over time, or do you need to, is it just something you're gonna have to deal with for?
Yeah, so this is it's kind of a funny story,
Oh no.
but I am very much like I'm an I don't know how to explain it. Like I'll always be like, I'm okay, I'm fine. And
You're
when you're
tough. Yeah.
So in gymnastics too, like with coaches, they'll just be like, you're good, like suck it up type thing.
Yeah.
Depending, like there are good coaches too, and they're good around injuries, but obviously a lot of times they'll be like, you're fine. And so for a year, I didn't really say anything about it. I didn't really complain about it. I
I'm
was
that
just like,
way.
yeah, it's okay. Like, I'm fine. I'm just, my back hurts really bad, but I can still do it. And then a year later, it was getting pretty bad. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna go get this checked out. And some people are like, why did you not talk to me? So I got an MRI and they're like, yeah, you had a fracture like a year ago and it had actually already cleared up by the time I got my MRI. It kind of healed itself, but my other side overcompensated. So it turns out I did stress fractured my left side. So my right side,
Oh.
the part that took all of the everything. So now my right side is the one with the arthritis and it has so much scar tissue built up. So it just gets like really inflamed easily. And then it'll like pinch nerves and that's when it goes down my leg and stuff.
Have you tried acupuncture at all? Like ever?
No, but people have told me that because my shoulder has been really bad for a while. And they're like, you should try it. And I'm like, you
Sure.
know, maybe I will.
I know you said you don't really like the needles and all that, but if you're face down, if you go to a good place, they just put on some like spa music. The needles are so thin you can't even feel them. I don't know what the science is behind it, but I've tried it. I've had it on like my shoulders and my traps, and then I've had it on my lower back because my lower back went through a period of getting like inflamed. It's magical. It really
Yeah,
is.
I really have heard about that. So I got three injections before like cortisone
Oh
shots.
yeah.
They didn't work, but I
I've
should.
heard that a lot. They don't work. Like,
Some people it does. It
yeah.
just didn't for me.
My mom's gotten them in her hands. She has like osteoporosis in her hands, and it'll feel great for like a week, and then it starts to wear off so quick. And I feel so bad because it's like, I can just imagine how frustrating it is, you know? Like you take your time, you get this done, and then
Yeah,
next.
that's okay. That was a while ago, so we're getting
We're
through
getting through it. You seem to be doing pretty well though in life, and just and like I said, social media is not everything, but I've been able to watch you grow up and stuff, and I kind of want to shift gears. But you're still in a long distance relationship, right?
So we actually got married in August, so now
Right.
he's
Oh,
so
so
he's
he's
been
here.
Yeah, he's been living here since May.
Oh, for
But
some
that's the
reason, I thought
reason.
that you guys were like far away still.
Yeah, we were doing that for a while because he's from New Zealand.
Right.
So we did that a bit, but we got married so he could legally
He can
become a
come
citizen
here.
here. But he can't leave the country now.
Well, that's a bummer.
That's okay because, like, the point was to come here.
Right.
So we weren't, like, planning on
Going
leaving,
out
like,
anywhere,
too
yeah.
soon. It's just hard because we don't know when he'll be able to, and he does
Right.
want to go visit his family and his
Yeah, of
sister,
course.
a baby. So now
Oh.
he's like, I want to go, like, you know, see them.
Oh, that's so sad. So how did you guys, because New Zealand's not close. It's nowhere near. How the heck did you guys meet?
So we met on Instagram,
I love that.
where all this is going about. He sent me a DM. It's a long story, but there was like a 2 year period where he messaged me just like about little training tips, wanted me to look at his logos, simple things. And then we didn't talk for like 2 years. He was dating someone else. Time went by. We were doing our thing. And then like a while later, he started kind of, no, I think it started a while later. Like one of his posts popped up on Instagram. Randomly, like I've not seen his stuff in forever, and he had a tattoo, and I commented, so sick. So then he's like, oh, this is my chance to, stand
Slide
some
back in.
views. And then he started messaging me, and I was like super blunt because you know how it is on social media. You gotta be careful out there. So
Yeah. You don't know
yeah.
who's who.
So I was like super blunt. I'd like it and be like, yep, thanks. And just because I didn't know. And then after a while, he's like, I'm just gonna try to hop on a call with her because he's not getting anywhere. So he hopped on a call, we chatted, and then that eventually turned into like FaceTiming, and we would talk for so long. And it was like
Oh.
6 months of all of this. And we were like, all right, if we're gonna do anything about this, we have to meet in person. So then he flew out to me.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that he flew out to you. As sick as New Zealand would be to visit, I love that he took the initiative and came ha like across the world. Were you nervous? Were you like, I guess because you
Yeah.
FaceTimed and stuff before, like it's like you know that he you're not gonna get catfished, but
Yeah.
like how did that even like come about?
Like I was super nervous but excited. Like the nervousness, I think it's just weird because you've only seen each other online for like so long, and obviously you're FaceTiming for forever, and it's like I'm literally gonna be like in the presence of
It's
this
weird
person.
when they're in front of your face and you're like, I know your whole life, but I've never seen yourself.
Yeah, and just not knowing, like, I mean, we knew the height difference, but like not fully knowing like what it's gonna be like,
Oh.
yeah, anything like that. And I had never dated anyone before, or
Oh
just
my God, so
like,
this is your first shot and you did it
yeah,
right. I love that.
we're trying to do
Good
it
for you. Can't say the
yeah.
same for myself.
It's honestly such a blessing. I can't explain it, but yeah, I was so focused on me. I've never been the person to be like, oh my gosh, that guy's so cute. Like I was just doing my
You had
thing.
tunnel vision. I mean, you were homeschooled, so it's like you didn't really have as much a distraction, I guess, as the rest of us did sitting in class with
School.
a
Yeah.
bunch of boys, you know? And you had,
Yeah.
I mean, you've been ho working hard from a young age. Like you had like a tunnel vision.
Yeah,
Or did, I
and
guess.
I also, outside of gymnastics, I have like a ton of guy friends just because I get along with guys really well.
Me too. Yeah.
So yeah, I was so used to, like, hey bro, what's up? Like all that stuff. And now I'm trying to like be in a relationship. So that's the navigation that we're going through right now. Like literally just going from that to like being married has been kind of difficult.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, were you going? Like, did you go to New Zealand a couple times? Like, you guys go back and forth for however long?
Yeah, so he came here about 2 weeks, and then a couple months later I went to New Zealand. I stayed there. I was supposed to be there for like 2 weeks, but I got COVID literally the morning I was supposed to fly out. So I got to stay
No.
there another week.
Oh,
So
good.
I got to,
Hey,
yeah.
if you're
And
gonna
then
have COVID, at least you were stuck there, not like
yes. And
separated. You
we were
know?
like, I mean, it kind of gave us an opportunity to live more of like quote unquote married life, not really, but like see
You
each other
couldn't
at a,
leave, do things. Yeah.
yeah, and like just be sick around each other too.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
actually felt fine, which is funny, but yeah, after those 3 weeks I went home a month and flew back later and
Is it
stayed for
expensive to fly
a
out
month.
there? That's the one I looked into. This is so, I'm going on a tangent now. I went on a date one time with a kid from Australia and I just went, it like, I met him on like online or whatever. And I was like, I'm just gonna go because it'll be a good story. And then I went on the date and was like, this is actually like a really compatible person. But then he flew home like literally the next day. So I was
Wow.
looking at it and was just like, I was honestly, I was scared to go across the world by myself.
Yeah, it's a lot. Really long flights.
I know. So did you travel by yourself?
Yeah.
Were you
Both times.
scared? Like I'll travel places. Like I go to California and back all the time, but that's 6 hours.
Yeah, I would say because like beforehand I was traveling a bit to meet up with other creators as well. So like traveling was kind of my thing, meeting people I didn't really know
Yeah,
on
that stuff I feel like is fine. It's just like
across to another country.
another world. It's like
Yeah.
that. It's not even like it's 8 hours away in England. It's like far.
Yeah, I think the main thing was because it was him that made it all worth it. Like,
Oh,
I was nervous to go, and especially I had some struggles with some flights, and there was crazy complications. I lost my luggage.
no, that's one of my
It didn't
worst
come for like,
fears.
yeah, it didn't come for like a week. So
Great.
there's like all this craziness, but at the same time, like I was telling him, I don't think I would do this for like anything, but like he was worth it.
I like
So
that.
it
That
made
says
my
a lot too. For someone who's been so tunnel vision and like focused on yourself to like take that step and do that for somebody is that's when you know it's pretty legit.
Oh, yeah, that is
Person.
true.
So he's into health and fitness too, right?
Oh, yes.
That's, I love that. So do you guys kind of like do you work out together? Do you do completely separate things? Are you in like two different realms? I don't really know too much about like I've like seen his stuff when you post it, but I haven't really checked out his page.
Yeah, so I would love to work out together more, but our goals are very different. So like I'm doing my little calisthenics gymnastics-y things.
Yeah.
He's a rugby player, but he's also doing more like CrossFit stuff now too. So he has this like specific training for rugby. He's doing more of like big lifts, and obviously, like I said, that's not wholly my focus right now.
Yeah.
I still lift and have my lifting days, but we're still
It's
pretty.
different. Different.
Yeah.
Completely different. Yeah.
So we don't really work out with each other throughout the week. We're in the gym around the same times sometimes, but we'll just be literally on like the opposite sides of the room and just headphones in, just doing our th that's we just do our
I love
thing.
that. What would you? So I get this question from girls a lot, and I'm like at this point been single for a minute. So I want to ask you. Somebody came up to you and was like, "Hey, like I'm like new in the gym. My boyfriend keeps telling me, or like my husband keeps telling me to do like this and that, and like that I'm doing things wrong and like kind of putting me down like for it." What advice would you give to that girl?
One, this is funny coming from me because I'm still really working on my communication, but just communicating with them and like letting them know how you feel, or saying like, hey, if you like want to reach your goals and that's not motivating you, like finding a way that's gonna help motivate yourself. I actually have had clients come to me for training because they don't like their boyfriend will be a trainer and they're like, I
I've
don't
had
really
that
like
too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're like, I don't like it when he tells me what to do. So maybe if you need like get guidance from a coach or someone else, that way you can focus on your relationship and not him having like y not him being the coach in your relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect piece of advice. I've had girls like that too, and they're some of my best clients, honestly. Like they're so physically advanced and whatnot. I think though that the gym is a really vulnerable place when you get to the heart of it. You know, like working on yourself and working on your body can feel insecure sometimes. And I feel like that's a little bit of a tough thing to bring into like a relationship, like a boyfriend and stuff. I don't know, you don't feel comfortable showing them your weak points and whatnot, or having them kind of tell you what to do or act greater than. So I always. My thing is like, don't work out with your boyfriend because, and then if you break up, it's gonna just cause a whole riff in your schedule routine.
Yeah, but also one more thing. When I was saying that Luke is my husband, when we do our workouts, yeah, we're separate, but we also are very competitive. So on Saturdays, our CrossFit gym does have like team workouts, and that's when it's really fun and we'll do it together and we enjoy it a
Okay,
lot.
that's cool.
So yeah, we do like CrossFit together sometimes, and it's really cool to get to like be a team, and we
Yeah.
might want to try some type of competitions later, but
You guys would
yeah,
be
that's
sick.
like, yeah, that's another thing too. If you do it together versus like him
One's
guiding,
above the other. Yeah.
I feel like that helps a lot.
If you could do it together, I think that that's a great way to maintain like a sustainable lifestyle, you know, especially if you're married, like doing something together, but keyword together that's like healthy and whatnot is great. I think it becomes a problem when boyfriends like you're doing this wrong, blah blah blah, and that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, they generally don't like to be told what to do, and sometimes it's hard for us too to be like, I just want to be better, but I don't like, I think it's because we want them to be like comforting. And if that's not comforting when they're literally telling you you're doing things wrong and you're already insecure in the gym trying to figure it out. So I think that's where most people kind of struggle with that.
I've known, like, I've heard from girls and stuff too. It's, I think, another problem, I guess, that surfaces is like if they're like, you should be doing this, or like, you should be focusing on your legs more, then it becomes like a, well, what's wrong with my legs? Like, do you not like my legs?
Yeah, because they're like
Down.
when you love.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it just becomes, it becomes more of a problem than not. So I know this is kind of like, you haven't been in a relationship before the one that you're in now, which seems very healthy and normal and successful as for now. I've run into problems in my past relationships, especially like I had a boyfriend for like a year in college. And I think the better that I became in the gym, the more progress that I saw in growth, the more he put me down out of insecurity
Wow.
for it. That's something that I've struggled with. And for me, like now seeing it in hindsight, it was like, well, that's not like the right person will always lift you up. The right person wants to be with somebody who's a badass. You know, like that's not the a person who's aligned with my goals. But I've definitely struggled with an envy, I guess, and like retaliation for having a healthy lifestyle and like taking care of myself.
Wow, that's crazy. It's so like everyone is so different too. So like there's so many guys out there and it's just like learning how to talk to each other and figure each other out. It's wild how much goes into like just the way our brain is, like just the way it works.
Yeah. And girls and guys are so different. And I think that they always will be so different. It's like, I'll take something and I know that we're all different. But you ever see, like, I don't know, your friends get into a fight with their boyfriend or something, and they take it one way and he takes it another way, or he'll be like, I can't hang out tonight because I'm tired. And she'll be like, oh my God, he hates me. And it's
Yeah, I have been learning a lot, especially before I got married. I love learning like how the guy's brain is wired versus how our brain is wired.
if you
If
figured it out, let me know.
you like, I mean, I've been doing a lot of studies on it, and I still can get like, we'll still not understand, and that's every relationship.
Yeah.
But it helps a lot just to try to understand that because if you do start learning more about how they think, you can take yourself out of your shoes for a little bit in a situation and be like, wow, like what is he actually feeling in the situation? And it takes the hurt off of you more. So if you only focus on yourself, you're like, man, this, and like you can get so in your head about things and
Yeah.
then you come to the worst conclusion, obviously, because that's what we do.
Yep,
But
yep, yep.
if you start to focus on him and like how his brain might be thinking, because half the time they literally have no idea what's going on and they don't see things like we see them at all. So we'll like have all these thoughts in our head and they're like, oh, I was literally just like eating lunch. I didn't know anything.
Yeah, that's every time I've over. Not every time, I guess, but like half the time that I overreact, it's just like, well, I was taking a nap, or like I left my phone in my back pocket, and I'm like, oh, so I just freaked out for the past hour for no reason. All right.
Yeah, so I'm definitely working on that, and that's why I wanted to try to like start figuring things out before I did get married. But there's a lot to learn, and you learn a lot about yourself. I did not know half the things about myself that I'm learning, and then you learn obviously a lot more about them, the good things, and then there's like things that we don't like as
Everyone's
much.
got bad.
Yeah. So learning that it is normal to have conflict, and I have always been so scared of confrontation. Like I'm so scared of it. It's so weird. I told him even before we started dating, like I've never really been in an argument before. Literally, not really. Like I'm a people pleaser,
Right.
so I'll just do whatever anyone wants, even if it's hard on me, because I'd rather just
Do it
not.
then, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to bring anything up and make it hard on them. So I was like, I don't argue. I'm scared of it. It's gonna be something I need to work on, and definitely something got to work on. Because if we need to communicate, I'm learning that it's better to get out what's on your chest, or else it'll just like bottle up inside of you. And then obviously they don't know what's going on, so they won't fix it.
Now you communication, I'm the same way in the sense, and I've tried to be better at it, but it makes me nervous confronting people. So then when I do, it comes out very like wishy-washy. But if I'm giving anybody else advice, and I know deep down, like you can't expect people to know what's bothering you. Same thing with like your back injury that ties all back to it. Like if you don't vocalize it, no one knows what you're
Yeah.
feeling.
Yeah, that's so true with the back thing. But
Yeah.
yeah, just communication. It's crazy. Like it's so much you don't think about before being married. Like how much people say that marriage is work, and like I've always understood that, but I don't really realize how much work is going on in your brain trying to like figure everything out to make your marriage like healthy.
Oh gosh. I've got a big storm coming, I guess, in the future. But it looks like you guys, I mean, I'm sure marriage is hard for everybody. It's never just like two puzzle pieces, great forever, but it seems like so far you've got a good grip on
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. 'Cause for our situation and everything we've gone through with like him being from New Zealand, it's been so good. Like, it's so crazy how well we've done with everything in our situation and just trying to figure out a good time to also for date nights because we want to prioritize that. We want to make sure that we're doing those too.
That's good. I think you said you do a good job on social media of kind of showing a good balance in your life, even though the balance isn't probably always there, but you're active and you're taking care of yourself, but you have time for people and for relationships and for fun stuff. And just kind of like life is always going to be hard work, but if you don't smile through it, then it's just miserable.
Yeah, so I've always been pretty positive person. Like I always say I'm in my
The best
happy
way to
bubble.
be.
In my happy bubble, but this
Good.
season, I'm not gonna lie, has been very much a
Yeah.
struggle for me. It's just like the whole moving process, financial stuff, trying to figure out how to run a business and manage life. So being an entrepreneur, one, that's stressful, trying to like start from the ground up. And you
Yeah,
know,
I
you
get that.
so much unknown, and then navigating, like I love being married, so I never wanted this podcast to be like, wow, it's a struggle. No, I
You're
love
just being real. Like, I wouldn't take anything that you said to be like, why did I do this?
yeah,
Yeah,
so
no.
that's another thing, like being newly married, that's also hard. And then trying to figure out social media because it looks so easy, but it is
It's
not.
not.
It's a
It's not.
full-on job. And so yeah, I'm like coaching people online, in person, doing so many things and trying to like take time to now spend with a husband. And like you said, friends, I'm like, man, I need more friends. Still trying to like find really close friends.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, just balancing everything and trying to get a schedule because I don't even really have a schedule.
Things are
So
day by
yeah.
day.
Yeah, so social
It's a
media is good, but it's also like
yeah.
I'm trying to learn how to be real on it as well.
And that'll come in time. I've got a few years on you. So you ever need advice? I got my business degree too. I'm here for any
Yay.
questions you have. It's never a bother. But I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Do you want to tell everybody where they can follow along, like your journey on Instagram or whatever socials that you're on?
Yeah, my Instagram is at Sarah N. Duro, and same with my TikTok. And then Luke and I also have a couples channel, and yeah,
Fun.
it's called Luke X Sarah, and it has two H's at the end.
Okay.
And we also have a podcast called Bonding Time.
Perfect.
Yeah, you should be on our
Oh, I'm
podcast.
so down. You know, I love to talk, so I'm down for whenever.
Yay!
Awesome. Well, it was so nice having you on. So thank you so much for coming on. I hope everybody follows you and gets a little smile from your journey.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining. If you need positive vibes or good energy, just want some funny videos to watch, definitely check out my page.
Awesome. All right, I'm gonna All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you are following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Follow me on Instagram, YouTube, where I'll be documenting my prep journey. TikTok at Lifts with Liz. I love y'all. Happy, healthy Monday, and I'll talk to y'all next week.